My very special guest is Roy Harlow. Now, Roy, you're actually a bit of an inventor as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I invented myself, actually.
Kind of like the Beatles.
Yeah. We're just trying to give people some independence. I'm working right now with we've miniaturized the concept of plastic recycling into diesel fuel.
I saw this on a video, some Japanese guy. You just put plastic in the machine and it turns it into oil.
Yeah, well, we've miniaturized it so you can own one for your own home. And you can actually recycle all of your personal equipment. And we're just finishing with it. We got to make sure that all the dioxins and there's no emissions coming out. We got that. That's the final piece, is getting consistent supply there. But, yeah, we're going to launch a range, three different sizes of products that you can plug in your garage and process all your own plastic into diesel fuel for your car or a generator.
Cool, man.
So, yeah, this has been about a 10-month engineering hiatus, and we've pulled it together now. We've built the first prototype and trialed, tested, and it's been fully successful. And we've already sold that unit. We've got now we're taking orders for more units. They're coming off now. We're just getting ready. We just signed up for a building, and we're putting together all the supplies and contractors, and we're ready to go into building these small furnaces. And it's about the size, I say it's a big two-drawer file cabinet. And that will give you about 25 liters, 29 liters for one, let's call it burn. So it's a furnace that heats up your plastic, melts it, gasifies it, recondenses it, filters it, ready to put in either a car or a generator.
Choice. So well,
you can pull for your neighbor's milk bottle, you know.
I would love to see that, because then the recycling would actually have something properly, you know, decent and useful done with it. Because at the moment, as far as I'm aware, most of our recycling just basically gets dumped on ships and taken away to China to get dumped in places where Chinese peasants pick over the trash piles and get sick while looking for all this mercury-based crap everywhere that they can sell back to the Apple Corporation or something.
That's true with e-waste, but the plastic waste, they're doing what we should be doing. They're actually recycling the plastic into fuel, and a lot of it's going direct to electricity. So we have some bigger ones on design. I'm working with some things there, and we're going to actually try to produce distributive energy generation plants from the waste so that the plastic is going into gas that's running generators that's powering homes.
Now, what would you think about, say, you know how the oceans are now completely inundated with plastics waste, and it's kind of turned into sort of like this plastic soup, particularly in the in fact, there's a couple of big regions where the currents converge, like the Northern Pacific, Southern Atlantic, where it's just basically this big plastic soup wasteland or something like that.
Plastic.
What I'd love to see, Roy, is kind of like a large scale dredging operation to get all that plastic out of there, and then just toss it into one of your machines and convert it into energy.
Well, that's the point. We're sitting here on a bonanza worth of energy potential. We have plastic contamination all over the planet, and it's another negative side to the fossil fuel dependency. And we have the opportunity as individuals to take that plastic and turn it into our own resource. So what we're trying to do as a company is provide them the equipment they need to make that possible. It's simple as that. And, you know, everybody gets greedy and they go, oh, I'm going to make a machine that makes energy out of plastic, so I'm going to sell energy and own it. And I've taken the other tack. Let's empower the people with a machine that they go ahead and produce their own energy and their friends, associates, what have you. It empowers the world from waste to standing around. All we need is the equipment. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Provide them that equipment on the scale that's relative to their problem.
This is why the climate change movement doesn't make sense to me, because they think that a problem is always solved by something financial or by stopping yourself from doing something, right? Like, I'm not going to buy that particular product. I'm not going to do this. Whereas I'm kind of a bit more technically minded, and I think to myself, okay, we've got a big problem. How can we solve this problem? As opposed to, we've got a big problem. How can we screw up and mess up everybody's life and economic activity in order to hand the world over to a dictatorial communist world government?
Exactly. You know, they don't listen.
Technological solutions, people.
It doesn't matter how much you protest. They don't listen. They don't care about us. So, okay, if they've contaminated our planet with plastic, let's just take it as though they've put resources all over the planet for us. If we develop the minimal amount of equipment and technology that we can so everybody can easily use it, then we take all this crap they've laid around and turn it into our own resources so we're not dependent on them any longer. I mean, you know, Vinny, that there is many, many good technologies that have been stood on and stifled and what have you, and that the technologies aren't really rocket science. They're just the next step forward that they don't want us to take. They want us dependent, and we need to guard our independence.
Yeah, it's not entirely different to national defense and national security as far as I'm concerned, because it's kind of like on the smaller scale, if you can keep yourself independent, if you can keep yourself chugging and you don't need anybody else, you're independent. Then all you do is just apply that gradually. You know, you get one more person, then one more person. And eventually, somewhere down the track, way more people are far more independent and the government loses its hold on them. You know, because at the moment, just with energy, for instance, you know, what do we got, like 5 electricity companies operating in New Zealand, and they're all government-owned, acting as a cartel.
Sure, and it's happening globally. They're trying to cartel most everything, food, water, power, all the essentials of life. This is called demonic mentality. It's not a matter of your opinion, my opinion any longer. This is one group of people exploiting another group of people. And we need to use our skills, abilities, trainings, what have you, to liberate ourselves back to normal. We're not trying to become the next level of bastards. We're trying to get out from under the primary level and just be back to the rights and independence, human rights concepts that we all actually deserve.